All right, so our next presentation is Value and Economic Benefit of Student Outbreak Response Teams to Health Departments, presented by Kristen Leo Woodruff of the University of Arizona.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, so again, I'm Kristen, the second Kristen, and also speaking about a very similar topic, and this one is specifically about SAFER as a student outbreak response, but looking at an economic approach. So you already kind of know this if you were just here a minute ago, but training of students to perform outbreak investigations, but for anyone who just walked in, we wanted to make sure we covered that. But basically, SAFER does an excellent job of training students in outbreak investigations, and we've done everything from measles, Shigella, norovirus, E. coli, MRSA, Salmonella, and Campi that we do specifically with surveillance as well, and the coverage for special events. So the SAFER beginnings, again, a little repetition here, but it was initiated in 2005 after the assessment that Kristen did, and it became a class for credit. It's one of several current accredited colleges of public health student response teams nationwide, and is more specifically for this project that I did. It is grant-funded through an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Public Health, and that came about after Kristen had initiated it in 2005. So let me tell you a little bit about the relationship with Maricopa County, between Maricopa County and SAFER. The health department provides a yearly grant funding SAFER with the expectation of specific deliverables and outcomes regarding Salmonella and Campylobacter. This is both in terms of investigations as well as surveillance. And it also expects us to help with surge capacity and response to outbreaks that may occur. In addition to the compensation of the supervisor, the teaching assistants, and the student workers, the contract covers overhead costs that you think of in any place, phones, long distance lines, computers, internet, secure call center space. As we saw before, it's a lab, a little call center lab on the health sciences campus of the University of Arizona in Tucson. This funding provides an opportunity to train MESCOF students, and MESCOF is the Mellon Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health. It increases county and state surge capacity with SAFER students, and it allows us to supplement surveillance of Salmonella cases that would not otherwise be covered and investigated. And it provides the opportunity to do surveillance at all for Campylobacter, as SAFER students do all of the investigation of surveillance of Campylobacter. So the economic analysis methods, I wanted to take three specific perspectives into account when doing this analysis. I wanted to look at the benefits or outcomes to the Maricopa County Department of Health specifically, and how SAFER affects them. I also wanted to look at SAFER itself and the students within it, and I also wanted to look at the perspective of the Mellon Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health, the former students, as well as the epidemiology department and other departments within the College of Public Health. So utilizing those three perspectives, I was able to gather data from each of them in order to start this analysis. From Maricopa County, I looked into outbreak reports, got salary information, grant awards, protocols and policies for that specific jurisdiction. And with SAFER, I was able to get a lot of detailed information regarding the program history, the justification of budgets, call data, including specific student hours, and Qualtrics survey software that was able to give me a lot of specific analysis of call hours as well as the actual outbreak data, and then annual budgets as well, since we're talking mainly about money. For the Mellon Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health, I was able to get the names and information, contact information of former students of the SAFER class itself in order to develop a survey and kind of ask them about their experience with the SAFER class and ask them about how they felt about it, how it affected them in their current positions, that whether it's in epidemiology or something else within public health or beyond public health. So I did have to make some modifications of the analysis, and the modification of my original analysis goals were quite a bit necessary, more necessary than I had hoped, but most notably I found it fairly impossible to pursue a cost-benefit or cost minimization analysis, which was my original and major goal. This is primarily due to the fact that health departments don't track hours, output, and detailed roles of their investigations as is done at SAFER and other student response teams. Therefore, without comparable data, the economic approach had to be modified to a cost and value comparison, which was involving assigned monetary values. And in that, we developed a tier system of rate equivalence to compare SAFER as a program and Maricopa County Department of Public Health. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. So as an overall perspective, I wanted to show you the over the last 10 years, kind of what SAFER has done in the kind of graphic format, and at least in terms of hourly output. So it's not monetary here, but you can see how many hours each year SAFER students, their teaching assistants included, and SAFER student workers have dedicated to the surveillance, the outbreaks, and the special events which we participate in. And so you can see that when the program started in 2005, just a fledgling program, we were doing not nearly as many things, but we're starting to kind of respond to outbreaks when needed, and then surveillance was added on, and soon enough special events were added on as well, and there was quite a surge in the need and the utilization of SAFER in response. To give you a specific, more tangible example, after looking at that overall chart, I wanted to go into one of the more fun outbreaks, I thought, and give you kind of a case study of how SAFER students have really given a lot to a kind of a public health overall in terms of outbreak response. So this I call the dentist luncheon. And on November 25th, 2014, there was a routine campy surveillance call in the SAFER lab from one of the students that confirmed a case that knew multiple ill from a shared meal on October 23rd. This case also happened to be a healthcare provider, a dentist. And this student went ahead and followed protocol to immediately alert the Maricopa County Department of Public Health of this exposure of interest. And from there, the Maricopa epidemiologists and investigators were able to identify and track down the cases, or at least a majority of them, and identified this outbreak known as the dentist luncheon. So as you can see, the epi curve from what they saw, it shows the date of illness onset of confirmed and probable Campylobacter jejuni cases, and there were nearly 40 cases following the incident on the 23rd. So what was the SAFER impact on this outbreak? So 40 cases were discovered and attempted to reach. Outbreak was traced to catered event at a dental office, and the Maricopa Environmental Services Department did start an investigation for this catering company. The estimated total cost association with this outbreak was $91,301, which includes medical costs like outpatient care, doctor visits, loss of productivity, etc. And it does not include the cost of public health investigation and follow-up. So this is from the case's perspective. These estimates are based on the USDA Economic Research Service estimates of the annual cost of foodborne illnesses for Campylobacter of all species in the U.S. And most importantly, what I want to point out is that SAFER is the only entity that initially investigates confirmed cases of Campylobacter in Maricopa County. So if the student had not made this call, Maricopa would not have been aware of this outbreak. Additional student value that I wanted to talk about regarding the survey that I developed and asked about 18 students who were former SAFER students who were now out in the workforce or about to be in the workforce. There were several questions to kind of gauge the impact of SAFER on their careers and their academics, but a couple of questions here that I think display them well include that 79% of surveyed students strongly believed that they became more familiar with infectious disease surveillance, outbreak protocols, and reporting processes from this SAFER course, and nearly 45% of them actually currently utilize the skills that they either gained or learned in the SAFER class in their current careers or jobs. Now a little class on health economics here. So I originally told you guys that I really wanted to do a cost-benefit analysis and cost minimization analysis, as I'm actually not in epidemiology. I'm in health policy and management and wanted to get that experience. but I was unable to. And here's why. A cost-benefit analysis is something that estimates and totals the strengths and weaknesses of two alternative options. So two programs that are attempting to reduce morbidity, et cetera, and kind of looking at the costs of them compared to their benefits. A cost minimization analysis compares the cost of two programs that have proven equivalent outcomes. An example of this is looking at two cancer treatment drugs that are proven to both have the same health outcomes on a patient and simply doing an analysis to see which one is cheaper to make. So what is the problem? Unfortunately, SAFER is not a comparable alternative to Maricopa in all of its glory. We are a student response team, so SAFER is an added value, absolutely, and we can prove that, but it's not a comparable alternative, and I was unable to do the original economic analysis that I set out to do, but it was quite a learning experience anyway. So instead, with the help of Maricopa, we were able to develop a tier system of cost equivalence that basically takes the Maricopa County Department of Public Health salaries of different different positions within the department and equates them to different student hours. And we use students, student workers, and teaching assistants based on their different trainings and different experience levels, taking into account those wages that were the equivalents that we assigned. And the hours of work output, we were able to calculate the SAFER benefit per year per title. So that came out to $28,169 of total savings for Maricopa County, or if you want to look at it as $28,169 that SAFER produces. So talking about the tier system outcome, if you take that $28,169 of cost savings of SAFER, or their production value, and you subtract it from the cost of the program, which is $61,263 a year, you come out with a net cost of $33,094. So basically, it costs Maricopa $33,094 to fund SAFER every single year based on this tier system. And I just want to point out here, a lot of the things that are not able to be included in this analysis based on the fact that they're not a monetary assignment. So the variety of additional benefits that are difficult to quantify economically that can't really be added to this to subtract extra dollars would include the workforce that is pre-trained in investigation techniques that we add, the surge response capacity that is greatly improved, the weekend and after-hour surveillance and response that we add to this, and the rapid response to public health emergencies, as well as the special events, additional workers. And also, I'd like to mention that student stipends and internships, including special projects that have gone back to Maricopa County themselves, including a heat death surveillance recent internship that a student did, those types of stipends and internships are also done from the funding that's given from Maricopa County. Historically, about 50% of this net cost has gone to student fund stipends for health department projects, so it's really a give-and-take relationship. Overall, I think it's important to remember savings for Maricopa improves with both increased student enrollment in the course and utilization of SAFER students in more outbreak investigations and field responses. So I know I've kind of mentioned some of the limitations based on the alterations that I had to make to this analysis, but I think it's important to remember that this research project did have limitations, including the program development, management, sustainability being very complex and often convoluted when we're trying to work with two large entities. In addition, like I mentioned before, there is a lack of comparable health department data for a true cost-benefit analysis or a cost minimization analysis based on the lack of comparable data. And while results reflect a cost-benefit for Maricopa County, results are not actually generalizable due to a wide variation in salaries and policies throughout county and state health departments. So it really varies. Your tier system would vary by state and county and by the university. Let me tell you a few conclusions that I came up with. I really feel it's important that SAFER be seen as a very valuable entity to health departments, to colleges of public health, like the Melanie Zuckerman College of Public Health, to public health students in general. We've seen a few of their lasting impacts, such as that 79% of surveyed students strongly believing they became more familiar with infectious disease surveillance and protocols, that 44% of former students utilized skills gained from SAFER in their current jobs, and that SAFER produces $28,169 in cost offsets annually. So the Colleges of Public Health and Health Department collaboration are incredibly important for student response team success. They really have to be working together every step of the way. And growing value production occurs through best practice development in any sort of project like this. Sustainability and growth of SAFER and other student response teams is an important facet of both epidemiology and public health in general. And a few recommendations, or really our next steps for this research in general. I do think a true cost-benefit analysis is possible for a project like this, but it requires a certain set of changes, and that would require tracking of hours, interviews, surveillance efforts, and outcome documentation by health departments that would match the detail and efficiency of the hours and data tracking that so many of the student response routine teams do because they're used to it, because they justify their funding. So in order to make a comparative analysis